Is it possible or likely or certain that if the police had taken this victim seriously in 2007, that War Boys would have been stopped there and then?
I don't think it's a question of him not taking the victim seriously. I mean, the evidence in this investigation is that they did investigate. You know, they did get CCTV, they did follow forensic inquiries. They didn't do nothing. You know, there were things, however, that they didn't do. They didn't do enough. So the point here is there were missed opportunities. And although she felt she wasn't being believed, the evidence, in fact, is that they were investigating. They were following the lines of inquiry. But they could have done and should have done more. And if they had, yes, you know, it can't say for certain, but you know, but it you know, we think it is likely that he may have been stopped then.
In the pool interview, the victim is expressing some unhappiness about the sanction, saying, quotes, "It's not enough to get a written or verbal warning," and she says other words to that effect, including, "I just don't think these people can carry on in the police force in Britain." How do you react to that?
I can completely understand why she feels that way. I mean, it is a normal, natural human reaction when you've had this kind of police response to feel that the officer should be sacked. And I would probably feel the same if I were in her position.
Let me just get this straight. If people are angry at the outcome, should their anger be directed at the IPCC or the police or whom? Who had the power to put these officers at least before a hearing?
Well, I would have put these officers before a hearing if they had not accepted a written warning. Because in my view, and based on my experience, the most a hearing would have, the highest sanction a hearing is likely to have given them would have been a reprimand. Now, I base that on considerable experience of dealing with what are described as neglective duty cases.
Let me just get this clear. Do you think that, not considering the system, just morally, in terms of what the public would rightfully expect and what the victim has a right to expect, do you think this is the right outcome?
I do, actually. I think in considering the individual omissions that these officers made, they made mistakes, they made errors of judgment, which had serious consequences. But it wasn't as if they didn't think about it. So, for example, the officers who decided not to search his cab, they thought about it, they considered, they had a rationale, they were wrong.
Do you think that's good enough that, in a sense, you have acted as judge and jury, because you said they considered it, and there will be no hearing into considering whether there should be a more serious sanction than a written warning?
Well, I mean, I understand that where we've made decisions around written warnings, that perception is there. But actually, I've got to take into account my experience of where these cases are likely to go. And, you know, the other issue in this, I think what is a much more important issue in this case, actually, is what the Met need to do now. You know, these cases are, discipline is a part of it.
Well, one of the strongest, I mean, it is one of the worst ever cases that has come to light, where errors by the police left a serial rapist free to attack more women, and not a single officer has lost a single penny of pay. And there will be some difficulty in people's minds squaring that outcome with the gravity of the facts.
I can completely understand that, you know, but we have also dealt with cases in the past where people have died as a result of investigative failings that the police have done.
But
you're asking me, is that right? Well, I can see why people feel there is a need for more to be done. This has been but I am realistic about what we can and can't achieve.
But I'm not clear, because at one point you're saying, actually, this is the right outcome, and the other time you're giving an answer which makes it seem like it's the system and this is the best we can do, and almost hinting that you would like the system changed so a more robust approach could be taken in certain cases. So,
well, I mean, the decision in this case is based on what the realistic outcome would be. You know, so in terms of the current system, I believe it's the right outcome.
Can I putting it like this? Yeah. If someone you really cared for had suffered a serious sexual assault or a rape, would you have confidence in any of these officers involved in your report investigating that case?
I think they've learnt their lesson. Yes. Yeah, I mean, they have been. I think it's important to bear in mind that they have been investigated. You know, they have, you know, they have given their account. They have given explanations. And for example, in the case of an officer who was told that, that, you know, that, that that the victim felt that she wasn't being believed, this officer expressed real remorse in his interview with us that she should have felt that way.
If the IPCC, if we still had a situation where the police were investigating the police, would the outcome of this investigation, hand on heart, would have been any different in terms of the what the officers had been subjected to?
I think where we've made a significant difference, actually, is around the learning in the future and in exposing this, you know, much more publicly. I mean, if the police had investigated this, I don't think we would be having this press conference. I don't think you would be reporting on it. I think what is it significant here is publication, exposure, and making sure that they know they can't afford to let this happen again.
But that's been said many times before in rape cases, and it did, as recently as 2007.
Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
The police have made promise after promise that they've learnt the lesson about rape cases, time after time after time, and here we are in 2007 where there are some pretty severe failures with some pretty severe consequences.
Yeah, I think this is a wake-up call to the Met. You know, I really do believe that. The scale here and the pattern here, I think, is different. And I think what that has done is mean that there are certain, that the scale of this, I think, is different. And I think that it has meant that they've had to make really significant changes. And they've got to convince a sceptical public, and people are rightly sceptical. I am sceptical. Our community groups are sceptical. They've got to convince them that things have changed. But it's really important to remember here, and I said this to your colleague earlier, that the police are the only ones who investigate rape. So it is, the IPCC isn't going to do this. So people need to know that things have changed, that they can go to the police, and they are going to be taken seriously, and their cases are going to be thoroughly investigated.